heading over to Claymaneath Municipal District, where I'm joined now on the line with Social Democrats Councillor Peter Melrose. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tara. Thanks.
Good, thank you. So just looking at your first motion, you asked that the council, could they review the junction of Moyglare Hall, Moyglare Road, Maynooth, and consider appropriate traffic measures in the interest of pedestrian and cycle safety. What, was there an issue or what's going on here, Peter?
Yeah, so there was an incident, as people will know, at the top of the Moyglare Road is the Maynooth Education Campus, over 1,000 students, and is...
Peter, sorry to interrupt you there. Do you mind if I get you to move slightly? The line just kind of broke up a little bit. I just want to try and get a clear line. So you were saying an incident did occur?
Yes, unfortunately, an incident did occur at the entrance of Moyglare Hall. Now, thankfully, the student in question wasn't seriously injured, but it did highlight the issue, particularly at the entrance of that space. It's not adequately equipped to deal with the volume of pedestrian or cyclist traffic that traverses it during the academic year, with all of those students coming up and down. It's great to see them all walking and cycling, but it needs to be done in a safe way. You know, the issue is there's no proper pathway for students to get across that entrance. And it's a busy entrance because cars use it to A, come through it as they're dropping off kids, and of course the residents that are in the estate also need to get out. So there are cars in the way of where you would normally have some sort of provision for cyclists or pedestrians. So I asked the council to review it, and I gave them solutions from the design manual that the NTA has published.
Okay.
And it's something that it really, really needs to be done, and I would be advocating for it, either through accessing funding through the NTA or using local property tax to make sure that it's made safe for the bottom traffic that goes through it.
And did you get a sense that the council, I know you provided the NTA the manual or the guidelines, but did you get a sense it is something they will look at?
Well, I'm going to meet the engineer on site and really try and hit home that it's something that needs
it's
to be
necessary.
Done and needs to be prioritised. Yeah.
Absolutely. When you're talking about that volume of people using it, and as you said, and you want to ensure that it doesn't, no other incidents happen. Next, you ask the council carry out a review of the locations of planning permission application notices at development sites to ensure they're reasonably available for public viewing. Again, I suppose, what has there been an issue here, or what prompted you to raise that motion?
Yes, this is a bugbear of mine. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it is in other locations and areas, but there seems to be a thing, particularly around this area, where planning permission signs are put up in precarious positions that are not readily available for the public to access or to read. So there, I have taken photos and I submitted them to the council, and they're up on my social media channels as well. You can look at them. There was signs gone up on roundabouts, on dangerous corners where there's no pedestrian access, and in places where pedestrians would never be. And I'm being maybe a bit cynical here, but maybe they've gone up in those spaces so people can't access them and can't make submissions on when the planning applications go in. And I want to be really clear about the planning application process. It's a democratic process, and a really important part of that is taking submissions from the public.
Yeah.
And a submission is not an objection. You can have a submission that brings forward positive community-focused practical solutions that a community group has seen within the plans as they are submitted, and they can be amended, and developers can engage with the community. And I liaise between the community and developers before to great success.
Yeah.
But it is a really important part of the process. And when those signs are not in places where they can be read, I feel like the democratic process is being left by the wayside. So the council is reviewing them, and they have already begun to make contact with those developers who put those plans in those areas
in a more
accessible way.
prominent. And I think, and apologies the line for listeners, it is breaking up a little bit, but when you say, I actually don't think it is something that pertains just to, you know, Maynooth, I think it's something you could say nationally. And, you know, it is, as you said, it is, and it is part of the process. And if it's not clear, if it's in a precarious position, and as you said, submissions can sometimes be about improving things. So it's not all about that it's denial. But yeah, look, I'm glad that they are going to look at those, or they're approaching those developers. But I think it's something that could be rolled out nationally. But finally, you asked the council provide a progress report on Action S6 of Climate Action Plan for, that was for 2024-2029, and that was regarding the feasibility study of the installation of solar PV panels on rooftops of publicly owned buildings and council car parks. And you were like, if a study timeline for the publication of the study and implementation findings can be provided, did you have any luck there?
Yeah, so, so solar PV for me in 2026 is a no-brainer for residents. I know here myself, I've been working hard on getting together solar mahels for different estates to get group discounts from solar companies. And I think that should be really something that local authorities should take up as well. For me, it's just wasted energy if you're not doing it. So I did get a positive response. It's something that is being prioritised, and the Climate Action Office in Kildare County Council really do excellent work, and they really are very passionate and dedicated about what they do. And I think this is an important piece of the puzzle. And I was listening with great interest to Grainne there from Alone, and I was actually literally looking up the Warmer Home Scheme over the weekend for my own parents back in Mayo, who have a bungalow and would benefit greatly from getting some panels on the roof. But they would never do it themselves. They wouldn't have, you know, they wouldn't have the confidence, I guess, to navigate the IT and the application forms. So having someone like Grainne there to give people access to facilitate those grants, which are significant, is one way to go. But in terms of public buildings, I think if there's a roof and it's publicly owned, there should be panels on it. The panels have never been cheaper. They are increasing in their efficiency all the time. We got 8 panels there in April through a solar metal we did in our own estate, and it's been transformative, life-changing. Okay. It's great to see it, and we need to expand it where at all possible.
Okay, well listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Peter. That was Social Democrats councillor Peter Melrose for the Clane Maynooth Municipal District.